Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Little bit of breaking news here in the NBA. And who better to break the news with you than the Fan After Dark, joined by Grant Abseth in studio. The Portland Trailblazers and the Boston Celtics have engaged in a trade. The trade will send Drew Holiday to the Portland Trailblazers for Anfernee Simons and 2 second-round picks per Sham Sharania. It would have been Grant on the beat, as Kevin said, but we got him on the radio, so we got him away from his job, so we apologize for that. But initial reaction to the trade, boys, I've got mine. I want to hear y'all's. And the text line, 877-881-1053. Are the Boston Celtics no longer dominant with no on-ball defender, Drew Holiday?
Grant?
Well, I think for the most part, they were going to need to shed that salary, make a move. I don't think you're going to be able to make up the on-ball defense, but you are going to be getting a more explosive score.
For sure.
This will be the big opportunity, I think, for Anfernee Simons to... We can really see what he's got, like, in that environment where they're needing him to do a little bit more defensively. But I do think he's one of those, like, really high volume 3-point shooting guys that does add a lot of
the one on Boston.
Yeah, like that. That will be a contrast from what Drew was bringing.
Him and Derek White, they might shoot 100 threes a game.
Yeah.
And for those of you who have been keeping up with the NBA season, Jason Tatum will most likely be out all of next year with the injury that he sustained in the playoffs. So you're looking at Anfernee Simons, Derek White, Jaylen Brown. I guess there's only 3 penciled in starters because, you know, Porzingis has kind of been on the trade market, so we'll see if he gets moved. I don't know if you have the numbers in front of you, so if you don't, that's fine. Does this get him under the sacred apron with this trade? The Celtics?
I'm not positive. I think there is a pretty decent gap in the salary.
I think it makes them a lot younger. They do need to make one more move, I think. Because I was reading an article the other day about how, I mean, it's pretty well understood that they're trying to get off of J.Rue, which they already did, and Porzingis. Right? Because Porzingis is making, like, what, 25, 30 million? I mean, it's...
Yeah, he's making over 30, yeah.
Bro, it's bonkers when you look at what Boston... I mean, it's like...
And they're also paying 2 Supermaxes.
I mean, I'll tell you what. I mean, it looks like something like... It looks like 2K with the salary cap turned off is what Boston's doing right now.
I think they were paying more in the luxury tax than they were paying their players this upcoming year. It's a lot.
It was never the expectation for, like, keeping them long-term, like, beyond, like, you know, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Like, a big gamble for, like, you know, the next 3 years. But Tatum's injury has kind of dissolved that, of course, you know, for next season. And then they're going to have to use that as kind of a transitional period, retool a little bit, and see what they got after that.
Would you see them making a move for, I mean, we, and I don't know who was, we were talking about this the other day, that apparently crazy offers are coming in for Jaylen Brown. Do you see any situation where they would move off of Jaylen Brown?
Unless it was, like, absolutely undeniably crazy.
Like 5 or 6 first-round picks?
Yeah, like something just super crazy.
I don't think they would do it for that. I think they need a player. I don't think they'd move off him for draft picks.
No, yeah, it'd have to be like a little bit of a downgrade of a player, but still getting crazy.
Right. No, I mean, I think they would get another player, but I'm just saying, like, you're looking at, I mean, with the way, and I heard somebody say the other day that the rumor right now is Giannis could fetch 6 to 8 first round picks now at this point. Which, what are we doing? 6 to 8 first round picks?
I got to throw something in there.
Do it.
That's why you open up your trade situation with other teams. You have to have those conversations.
Wow. Now, let me ask you this.
I won't disagree with you.
If the NBA said, hey, we'll give you Cooper Flagg, though, then what?
Then I maybe have to consider having coffee with somebody.
Ascension. Then I'm on my way to Ascension Coffee.
Because to me, and like I said, I don't want to get into too much. You guys already know where I stand on this. That, to me, is why the way this all went down. For that reason. Because if I tell you, hey, I'm trading Luka, and I get back a first-round pick, AD, and Cooper Flagg, makes that trade look a little bit different at that point.
Yeah, it does, because you can also flip Anthony Davis at some point.
You could flip Anthony Davis this summer. I mean, what'd Champ say? 4 to 5 first-round picks?
Mm-hmm. Which, randomly, just on Pat
just
McAfee.
Just randomly. I mean, while we're
AD,
talking.
4 to 5
first. Okay.
Okay, so Anthony Simons is on expiring contract, so I guess that plays a big role on him going to the Boston Celtics. Yeah. And it says Shams also put out just a minute ago, the Celtics remain engaged on trade talks surrounding multiple key players on their roster. So they're not done.
So they're ready. I mean, it sounds like this new owner's like, look.
And it says multiple key players. I didn't just say multiple players.
Yeah, exactly.
White, you know, that's probably one that stands out as well. They could find some
teams. Derek White? I'm going to tell you right now, I'll make a bold claim. If Derek White gets moved, the Celtics are done. I think he is a huge, and people who follow the NBA, this isn't a hot take. He's a huge reason why they have been good.
Yeah.
And if you've got no Tatum, you move off Drew and Derek White, and I don't care who you get back for the most part. I think that really changes how we think about the Celtics. I think Derek White played a huge role in how volatile and good the Celtics were with their three-point volume. If you move off Derek White and get, I don't know, insert player, I don't know, whoever you want to throw in there, then you got Anthony Simons, them, Jalen Brown, no Porzingis, maybe you do got Porzingis. That Celtics team just isn't as intimidating as it once was.
How old's Desmond Bane?
Ooh, that's a great question. Probably, I'm going to go 27.
Yeah.
But Derek White's like, what, 32, though, isn't he?
Yeah, over 30
isn't he,
sure.
I was going to say, isn't he a little bit
Desmond
longer
Bane,
than two?
26. Okay, I'll give myself a good guess on that one. And then who'd you ask about next, Derek White?
Derek White. But I think Derek White's like 32.
30 on the dot.
Oh, he's only 30.
He turns 31 on July 2nd.
So we're about to be 31. I guess what I was going to throw it out to you two is, you know, with this new owner, I mean, look, and this guy had to bring in like 6 or 7 other people as part of his, you know, purchasing group with the Jason Tatum injury. I just wonder if after seeing what the Desmond Bane trade netted the Memphis Grizzlies, I mean, wouldn't you think that Derek White could fetch you 3 or 4 first round picks at this stage?
Yeah, I would think so.
Or 2 or 3. I mean, look, you're probably not getting any less than 2 or 3,
right?
Yeah,
they may not be, like, not every single pick would be awesome, but maybe you get, like, some of those, like one of those, like, junk filler ones, two good ones, something like that.
And then a couple pick swaps or something like that. Yeah. I mean, I'm just wondering if Boston's kind of looking at the landscape and with the new ownership and saying to themselves, look, we're not going to be a title contender next year anyway. And look, is it worth spending $100 million in the luxury tax to finish 5th in the East?
I love the NBA, man. This is a fun part. Trades happening, guys moving. I bet you in the next couple of days another Celtics player gets moved. The way Shams is tweeting about this, like, sounds like it's pretty imminent that Derek White may get moved, or maybe it's Kristaps Porzingis. It's just a fun time to be an NBA fan. We're seeing it reshape right in front of us.
Okay, I'm going to throw this out to you two. And you mentioned something, and he mentioned this yesterday, and I'm going to go off of what Shams said. Because, look, didn't you find it, the more we talk about this out loud, didn't you think it was ironic or just a little bit cryptic that of all the names he could have thrown out that could have gotten, that would fetch 4 or 5 first-round picks, he said Anthony Davis?
He did. I think what we're seeing is there's a lot of cooking in the background going on. A lot of teams are like, NBA's over, or season's over, excuse me. Grant mentioned how valuable these draft picks are. Like, a lot of teams either have them or don't want to acquire them or want to move off of them to get players. Like, I think there's going to be a lot of reshaping, and Shams talked about it.
Yeah.
He said he moved his whole calendar around for right after the draft, that most of the activity is going to happen in this month,
yeah,
draft and then a little bit post after, the league is going to look different. Giannis is probably going to be on the move. KD's already moved.
Do we think Giannis is going to get moved, or we think they're going to wait until?
I think close. I think what I've been hearing
closer to trade deadline.
I was saying closer to the start of the season, kind of seeing how the offseason.
You think?
That's what I've been hearing. How the offseason plays out. Who's where? Who's this? Should I stay in the East? Should I go to the West? Should I team up with this player? Yeah. Stay on the Bucks? That's what I've been hearing. Maybe Grant's been hearing differently, kind of on the Giannis page of the timeline of when he may get moved.
Yeah, I think for the most part, it's just it's unfortunately been as ambiguous as possible, right? Where it's like there's not a trade request. There's not like a – well, obviously, I don't think Milwaukee's going to move him unless he asks for it. That's not, you know, sophisticated stuff. But I don't think he's asked for that yet, of course. So I think it would take for him to maybe see how this offseason plays out, maybe not liking what Milwaukee does. To retool the roster around him.
You're going to make some major moves.
So that might be the big thing, because he's been somebody that throughout his time in Milwaukee, he's put pressure on them, like to go make a move. Speaking of Jrue Holiday, that was the big one, to go out and get him. And, they recently moved on from Chris Middleton, and he's someone that, Giannis really loved to play with. Yeah. So I think they're still looking to reshuffle the roster. And then they got a weird situation too, because they got a really aging supporting cast. Like Brook Lopez is hitting free agency. He's like 37, something like that.
He's been in the league.
They
got a weird
roster. Yeah, they have an expensive roster, and they have one. And
Dame's done.
That's getting older. Yeah,
I mean, let's call it what it is. Dame's done.
Yeah,
an Achilles injury. So that's it's really challenging.
Dudes situation. Don't come back after, what is he, 34, 35? Dudes don't come back from Achilles injuries at 34, 35 and are the same.
Khaki Kev sent you some tweets talking about the Celtics salary, if you want to explain to the fans and how everything went down. I'm honestly blown away how the Boston Celtics pulled this out, because I think right now Jrue Holiday is a better defender than Anthony Simons. I think it's pretty obvious. But Anthony Simons is 9 years younger, cheaper, a better offensive player, a better shooter, and you get off the contract and get closer to under the second apron. I think it's an A-plus trade from the Celtics, in my personal opinion, right? Right, just player for player, 2 second-round picks, whatever. I don't know why the Portland Trailblazers would do this. Maybe Grant or you guys can shed some light on this, on why they would do this, because I thought Anthony Simons was a good young player, and the Celtics just got a younger player that was cheaper. So I don't really get it from the Portland side of things. I think Boston, unfortunately.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We cooked with this one.
Yeah. Boy, they sure did. I mean, when you look at what Anthony Simons, and not to mention from a Celtics standpoint, I mean, look, you owed $72 million to him because he's got a player option in 2027, right? Which, let's call it what it is, he's going to take that player option.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, my man's what, 33, 34 years old?
Yeah.
So he's going to take that option. All right. So he's going to make $30 million next year. He's going to make $32.4 million in 2026. Then in the final 2 years, $34.8 million and $37.2 million.
Crazy.
Of course he's going to opt in.
Portland was like, we'll take it.
I mean, here, I guess my thing is this. I mean, look, with all due respect, I mean, is J.Rue the kind of, you know, mover that, you know, if you're a Portland, and look, what else are they doing in Portland, right? So I guess it is what it is. But I mean, is he a needle mover in Portland when you look at the rest of that team?
No, I feel like he fits like a glove on a good team, but he's not just on Portland. He's not going to be like,
that's what I'm saying. I mean, are we getting excited about him, Scoot, and Jeremy Grant? I mean, is that the big three in Portland now that we're going to get excited about?
I think just the long term of like, what can Scoot like take from J.Rue is about it.
Right? Yeah, I mean, is that where we're at with this? Which I guess if that's the case, like, hey, we're going to bring in your mentor and hope to God you figure it out. Because I'm a Scoot guy.
Hey, I know we're up against it, but I do like have Scoot. This question. It could be a dumb question. I don't know. Y'all are all
there
basketball
geniuses.
There are
no dumb questions. Well, let's hear what you say first before I say exactly. There's no such thing.
I know Jake Fisher just reported this a little bit, but there are some wondering if Portland might flip Holiday. Is that a possibility?
Oh, it's always a possibility to flip.
Are you saying there might be a reroute?
A little tough. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know how much value there is.
Why would you put yourself in that situation? Why would you take on, like, J.Rue Holiday? Everyone was like, how are you going to move off this contract? Portland just did the hard work for them.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm sure they'd love to move off him, I would think. But who's going to take that?
Unless they're going to get more picks, maybe. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. All right. Final minute, Grant. First of all, you've been absolutely fantabulous. Can't say enough about the last 2 hours. Overall, what's one thing, Cooper Flagg notwithstanding, that you have your eyeballs on with this Mavericks team between now and when the season starts?
I think there's a couple. I know you asked for one. One on both sides of the ball.
100%. Go for it.
So I think with the way we talked about the roster, the lineup looking, he's going to have to guard, you know, shifty, quick players, you know, backcourt. You know, shot creator type of guys, and seeing how he handles that as a primary.
Okay.
Like, I think he can guard pretty much anybody, but, you know, that's a lot of responsibility to put on somebody.
Absolutely.
So it's like a really special player.
Who's not even 19 years old yet.
Yeah, like, and then a big adjustment, no matter what level you're when you go up, is the screens. Like, you're going to have to guard quite a bit of action.
This ain't the ACC, bro. Yeah. This ain't Boston College.
Yeah, like he at least has like behind him like Anthony Davis, you know, another shot blocker, whether it's Lively or Gafford. So I think that would be a big thing. And then offensively, you know, Jason Kidd in the last couple of years has really wanted, this is a very weird segue, but he's wanted PJ Washington to continue to improve his handle to be able to initiate the offense.
Okay.
And so I could see, you know, with Jason Kidd being someone that likes to have the best player had the ball in their hands, like the, you know, top perimeter player.
Yeah.
I could see, you know, different situations where maybe Cooper Flagg's initiating that offense and then seeing how they're operating. Like, can you flow into, you know, different stuff like in pick and roll, things of that nature, like early offense? How are they going to utilize that? But also with two bigs, there's less options, I feel like, to put him in different sets. Like if he's on the elbow with Anthony Davis and there's no other big on the floor, I feel like you get a lot of intriguing stuff out of Horns sets and things like that, where a little bit like what you see from him in Duke a little bit, where, you know, there's some tough decisions the center's gotta be put in if he's, you know, in those sets, and you gotta account for both Cooper and, you know, Anthony Davis or Lively or whoever it may be as that lob threat. So I think stuff like that, just really interested in like the little bit of the nuances on both ends, because it's not like the super cleanest thing for someone who's 6'9" to like step into. So it's going to really show his versatility on both ends. And if he handles that, then that's, you know, fantastic show of like what he can be long term, where you can pretty much ask him to do anything and he can handle it. Yeah.
Championship or bust still?
It's hard to say, because when you miss somebody who's so important like Kyrie for so long, a lot of other things can go wrong too.
Oh, absolutely.
So like
you say, I don't know. Yeah. I haven't watched this Mavericks team for very long. I don't know what that looks like.
Yeah, what happened last year? You know, like so that it's gonna be really tough if you bring in guards who aren't the most durable either. Like
Lonzo Ball?
Yeah, like
Blake Elliott. I'm here for it. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together one more time for the one, the only, Mr. Grant Avseth. Absolutely phenomenal insight, and we will do this again real soon. I appreciate you, big man. The one, the only, Grant Avseth. Go follow him on Twitter, and then, of course, go check him out at DallasHoopsJournal.com. Final hour of the program. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.